Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her.
Yeah, baby. He's gonna miss her.
I get home.
A lot of fishing going on out there this weekend. See a lot of boats
right
again this morning.
Now,
Facebook's full of fish.
Shore.
Love it. Nice morning out there. Wasn't too bad coming in.
No,
just rode a little bit with the windows down. Me and the Peanut on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, from the Barker Midwest Outdoors Studios. Here with Matty G and the Vogler Vogler. Thank you for all joining us. Thanks for the messages this morning. Got quite a few messages coming in. And got a great message from a great friend. It says, good morning. Hope you have a great day. I'm drinking coffee on the porch, heading to work shortly. Billy Smith. I wish I was on that porch having some coffee with him. I love that porch. Got a big screened-in porch. And wish you all, everybody sending me messages this morning. Can't read them all, but appreciate you contacting us. And you all have a great, great Saturday. I was talking about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. The press releases are out for the 2018 inductees, and this year's event, of course, is on the Music City Queen in Nashville, Tennessee, the General Jackson Showboat, at on August 25th on the Cumberland River. Boarding begins at 9 a.m. It's really cool the way they do that. They start at 9, they have a nice lunch on there, and the ceremony awards starts at 10, and you got all afternoon and evening to enjoy Nashville after that morning event on the boat. Really a cool deal. Being inducted this year, 2018 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, Jimmy Seitz, host of Spiritual Outdoor Adventures, Orlando Wilson. Remember Orlando Wilson? Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
A pioneer in outdoor fishing television. Jim Scooten, host of Shooting USA, Charlie Brewer Jr., owner of Charlie Brewer Slider Company, and our great friend, the lovely Linda Pyle, director of media relations of OF Mossberg & Sons. So Linda's going into the Hall of Fame this year. That's so cool. Doug Miner, VP, marketing, Strike King Lure Company, and John McAteer, pro staff manager of Bear Magnet TV. And this year's guest speaker is none other than the one and only Rob Keck. Rob Keck will be the speaker this year, and he'll bring the house down. He's a phenomenal speaker.
He talks good?
Yeah, he talks. He's one of the best. He's with the Redhead Pro Hunting Team, host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World radio show, and chairman of the Board of Wonders of Wildlife. And if you ever get an opportunity to get to Springfield, you got to see the Wonders of Wildlife. It's unbelievable. How cool is that? What do you
That's
got for
excellent.
Me, Vogler Vogler?
I've got.
You got what?
The Missouri Department of Conservation offers a two-day basic canoeing class, including float on the Merrimack River. Participants will not only learn the basics, but put them to practical use on a real float. Right. Missouri Department of Conservation wants to help newcomers to paddling discover nature on the water by offering this two-day course. It's going to be Monday, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. be held at St. Louis County's Simpson Park at 1234 Marshall Road. Participants will meet
at Blue Heron. Four.
I count good.
That's because he's reading it.
And how to paddle a canoe on a lake. Main entrance to Rockwood Reservation is closed due to sinkhole. Visitors must use detour to reach the area.
Okay. Did you find these news items on your own?
Yeah, I did. Missouri Department of Conservation offers kayak clinic in Rocky Fork Lakes Conservation Area, Columbia. Register for free, attend free clinic July 24th and gear up for summer on the water. They'll learn a lot of good stuff.
You shouldn't be so enthusiastic.
Yes. Learn how to fish at Missouri Department of Conservation's Discover Nature fishing programs.
Sounds like you've been to the MDC website.
Yes, I have. It's the only one that had stuff this month. July is like dead.
That's fishing. People are fishing.
And July 17th, 20th, 31st,
summer hunting squirrels.
And 1st.
I almost brought in a squirrel hunt this morning. I guess we'll use that next week.
Okay.
Squirrel hunt. It's cool to listen to that.
That's what we call a tease in the business.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a tease, right, in the business.
In the
business? Anything's better than listening to the Vogler Vogler.
He looked these up by himself, too.
Powasket.
Poe?
Powassan and other tick-borne diseases are sweeping the U.S.
What?
From Lyme disease to Rocky Mountain
spotted
fever.
There is a lot of outdoor folks that I know that has tick-borne diseases now. Greg Miller, great friend from up north, professional hunter, he's got it bad. There's a lot of... I'm seeing it all over the place, and I've also found it interesting that a couple of them that's got the Rocky Mountain spotted fever got it where I got it, in northeast Missouri.
You know, it's a friend just got this recently.
There's a bunch of people's got it on Facebook. It's bad.
Going to urgent care and the like.
Anytime a tick bites me anymore, I swell it. It's horrible.
Let's think about the one. If you get that Texas one.
The only difference in the Vogelbacher, when a tick bites him, it dies and falls off. It gets the diseases that a Vogelbacher gets. I didn't say that.
Reaction to meat from then on. They can't eat meat afterwards.
Yeah, that's the other one. I hope that one don't bite me.
You're going to starve, brother. Okay.
So, I mean, I got to quit hunting naked?
Yeah. Ticks are infamous for the Lyme disease, which caused bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi.
I have no idea where the show's going.
Transmitted to humans via the bite is infected black leg tick. Typical systems of Lyme disease.
I've got
fever,
a great. I got a great message here, Vogelbacher. Pretty sums up what me and Matty G's been thinking here this morning. Matty's been shaking his head. Whoop! I lost it. Let me get back. It says, "Good morning, Raymond. Start throwing some footballs at Vogler's noggin to get some excitement out of him. He sucks. Have a great day."
Is that from Joel?
Joel Shipman.
Okay, listen, 2018, 2019.
From the bean field in northeast Missouri.
Federal migratory bird and hunting and conservation stamps.
It worked. He's
called
a little more
the
excited.
Federal duck stamp has been released.
Kicking his
since
voice
1934.
There.
You think he'd be chattering like a fox squirrel after eating that hot dog.
You think.
Has raised in more than $1 billion to protect more than 5.7 million acres of wetlands habitat on national wildlife refuges.
Actually, he's old. What happens when he eats the hot dog? He wants to go to sleep.
Yeah.
He's going to curl up and just sleep right under that
someday
desk.
Someday I'll have coffee again.
You still don't have coffee, huh?
No, not yet.
Well, don't look over here at me then.
Oh, you heathen.
I have honey in mine this morning.
Oh.
Fresh honey. From my honey.
Wow, that's almost that's almost cruel. I got honey in my coffee.
Yeah. Wrap it up, Vogelbacher. We got to go to break. We got some guests. We got to get on. You suck.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors.
Wrap it up didn't mean for you to pitch us the commercial. Wrap up the news item.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, you are done.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
when he went
this
to...
is an announcement from 590 The Fan, KFNS, Eye on the Outdoors. Next week, there will be no Vogelbacher.
That was almost as good as the time we started the show when he threw it to break. Right?
Yeah, I
as
remember
we
that.
Started,
like 10 seconds
here,
in.
10 seconds. All right, we're going to go to break.
Jeez. All right, Vogelbacher, we'll see you on the other side.
Woohoo!
You press that bottle to your lips. And I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out.